Distinguished guests, ladies and gentlemen, szanowni państwo, dobry wieczór. I'm delighted to be here tonight at the beautiful Sydney Town Hall to launch the Tribute to Freedom concert celebrating the centenary of Poland's regained independence. Some of you might wonder why we stress the word regained when we talk about our independence. The answer is simple. Poland's rich history spans more than a millennium, and the 123-year period of partitions, which ended exactly 100 years ago, was just a tragic episode in our history. So, for example, in 1840, at the time when our great compatriot, Sir Paul Edmund Strzelecki, or Strzelecki, how was it pronounced, climbed Australia's highest mountain and gave it the name of Mount Kościuszko, Kościuszko, Polish state had been temporarily wiped out of the map of Europe. But Poles like Strzelecki, living in the occupied territories and in exile, represented a country, culture and language that had been already 900 years old at that time. Ladies and gentlemen, there have been numerous landmark events which have contributed to shaping Poland into a country it is today. At various times in our history, Poland's territory equaled the area of South Australia and was one of the most cosmopolitan nations in Europe. However, it was also a country which disappeared from the map of Europe for over a century, incurred terrible losses during the Second World War, and was subjugated by foreign powers. For centuries, Poland's geographical location was a curse rather than a blessing. But Poland's history is absolutely not about war and martyrdom. Above all, it is remarkable and talented people who enrich the world cultural and scientific heritage. Nicolaus Copernicus, Tadeusz Kościuszko, Paul Edmund Strzelecki, Fryderyk Chopin, Marie Curie Skłodowska, Józef Piłsudski, John Paul II are only the most widely known and internationally recognizable Poles. Distinguished guests, some skeptics may claim that when two Poles meet, they express three different opinions. Indeed, Poles are known for their individualism, dissenting opinions and expertise in every possible topic. However, at the time of trial, we can unite and we show great valor, which was the case during the Great War and in 1918 when Poland fought for regaining independence. At that time, Polish leaders representing different political affiliation and at times conflicting concepts of regaining independence managed to overcome the private ambitions and unite for the common good. There were a few founding fathers of our regained independence, but the most charismatic one was Marshal Józef Piłsudski, a true statement and a leader for hard times. Ladies and gentlemen, in the wake of Poland's turbulent history and difficult geopolitical situation, thousands of Poles were forced to leave their homeland in pursuit of a safe haven. It is estimated that 20 million Poles and people of Polish descent live abroad. In the course of history, almost 200,000 of them chose Australia as a new home. And we will never forget that this land of vast opportunities offered them the best possible conditions to build a better life. Today we are very proud of the substantial contribution of Polish immigrants and Australians of Polish descent to the development of this country. And so, addressing the members of Polish community gathered here, I would like to express my respect for your hard work and congratulate you on your achievements. It is also worth highlighting that in the past century, the Polish community in Australia was instrumental in forging Polish-Australian relations, especially until the fall of communism, when official governmental relations were lukewarm. After the political upheaval of 1989, and after Poland joined NATO and the EU, our intergovernmental relations intensified, thanks to mutually shared values and interests. Ladies and gentlemen, to conclude, I would like to point out that Poland's struggle for regaining independence, music played a very important role. It captured and expressed emotions and feelings of the oppressed nation.
The Mendy Waringa Orchestra and artists who are performing today have just given us the flavor of the Polish spirit. We are looking forward to hearing more in a while. So, ladies and gentlemen, I wish you a pleasant evening and thank you very much for your attention.